So 40 years, 40 years this year. What exactly was the kind of, when did MTV sort of get started?
So MTV really came along with the advent of cable television, this idea that television could be something that just went for 24 hours a day. Now, MTV wasn't the first kind of music television. Of course, we know about shows like Countdown, Top of the Pops, those kinds of live performance shows from the 50s and 60s and 70s onwards. But MTV was really a space for the music video and for a kind of dedicated space for youth culture. So MTV was a new format. It was cable, 24 hours, kind of rolling broadcast, and it was a new public as well. It was a space for youth television audiences. It was a mass audience that was initially going out across the USA. It was this kind of space for youth culture in general. So MTV not only showed music videos, but also live shows that were kind of based on the radio format. So live studio shows, interviews with musical guests. And it also pioneered a lot of original youth content. So animated content, reality, that sort of thing. And it was really a space for youth culture to flourish.
How did it sort of land here in Australia? Because obviously, as you say, it's kind of running 24 hours a day over in the States, but how did we see it land here?
Yeah, so MTV originally actually got its start on broadcast television on Channel 9. And it was a show a few hours in length that was competing with, this is going back a little while, but shows like Video Hits and Rage, which were also music video shows. It wasn't until the late 1990s that Australia got true cable MTV, the 24-hour rolling broadcast. And speaking from personal experience, I mean, I'm of the generation who kind of had MTV on in the background. It was a new kind of way of engaging with music and television. I remember just having it on 24 hours a day in the background, kind of just filling the void when I was alone or when I was working or studying.
And you mentioned a few times there, obviously, youth culture and the like, and putting youth culture to the fore. Would it be fair to say, I mean, the youth culture and youth market is a fairly substantial market in this day and age, but would it be fair to say that MTV had a fair impact at creating that marketplace and that kind of culture?
Yes, absolutely. So once MTV established this cable format that could reach such a huge audience, it led to new ways of producing content for that audience. So although MTV is by name music television, music quickly became part of a general mix of popular culture and entertainment. I mean, we saw MTV produce a lot of shows that really had very little to do with music. A lot of reality television shows like Teen Mom, or comedy shows like Jackass and The Tom Green Show. And it was really a way of establishing that music was kind of an entryway into youth culture, but that once you had that youth audience there, then you could start to explore other kinds of content production.
Are there any sort of particular big moments you think you can point to say, well, this was some of the biggest impact that MTV had on popular culture?
Well, I think MTV, because it had such a big audience, it was able to create what I would call significant moments. And from my personal experience, I remember very well the Unplugged shows that MTV would produce. So things like Nirvana Unplugged, getting these really, really big acts in to produce special kinds of shows that wouldn't have existed otherwise. So they were produced for an audience in a studio, but something completely different. And it was really something that generated a lot of discussion. And those kinds of events really was something quite new.
And just finally, taking it back to the music, I suppose you might say. I mean, some have criticised MTV for moving too far away from their original musical roots over the course of the last 40 years. But what kind of impacts do you think we see in today's music scene that have been inspired, that have been driven by MTV?
Yeah, well, one thing you mentioned at the beginning, actually, which is interesting, is how MTV was criticised for not playing a lot of you know, African American kinds of music, for instance. But it did start to change this in the late 1980s, and it did start to show hip hop. And there were a lot of genre-specific shows on MTV, but because of the mass audience, people who perhaps, you know, weren't interested in hip hop would start to be exposed by chance to new kinds of music. So I think MTV did expand musical horizons quite a bit, because previously you'd have to, well, African-American music kind of had its own space on television, its own radio stations and its own charts. But with MTV, different kinds of music were kind of put together in this mix, and new audiences got to hear this music. So I think that's one contribution that MTV's made. And of course, the most significant one is just the idea of thinking of music visually. And we can see the impact of that today on YouTube, obviously, on TikTok. Artists are releasing visual albums. Beyoncé released Black is King. Billie Eilish had her music documentary released a little while ago that debuted on Netflix. Music is really not something that is just recorded anymore. It's the visual format. It can exist in so many different ways.
Well, Sarah, it is an intriguing one. Like I say, quite a history behind it now. I do appreciate you joining us on this one and taking us through it a little bit this morning.
No worries.